so far, again, tomorrow we'll do regular 2 o'clock. I think we're going to try to keep to the schedule as much as possible. And again, Tuesday, we're going for 1 o'clock. Well, Tuesday will be the 1 o'clock, a hybrid a bit, but we'll try to figure out exactly how that works. Is Ari in this year?
No, he's not in this year.
Okay, but I think he arranged my being there. So I'll try to get in touch with him just to find out how that's going to work. Okay, so let's continue from where we were. We began by discussing the first Tosis in Psachim. And basically what we've seen so far is that there really could be two ways to understand the phenomenon of Bedikas Chametz. I should also note something that I alluded to, and that is, you know, why does the Masechta begin as it does? And I already alluded to the fact that, you know, that obviously is an intriguing question always, which can engender all sorts of responses, you know, very technical responses or sometimes, you know, something that is significant. So, again, one reason why the Masechta may begin with the Dinim of Bedikas Chametz is just in terms of the sequence, right, of events. And indeed, Tosis and Masechet Shabbos, on the Beis Amud Aleph, really, just 1 second. Tosis and Shabbos actually cites the example of Psachim. Tosis is troubled why Masechet Shabbos begins with Yitzios HaShabbos, the Dinim of Hotzah. He thought it would have made much more sense if it had begun in the middle of Perikol Gadol, which talks about the Malachos. We're not learning Shabbos now, so the details are not so important. But Hiksha Riva, the Dinim of Hotzah Shabbos, Hagol Lashanos Gabi Avos Malachos, etc. So Tosis ends up suggesting is that the sequence and beginning of Shabbos goes by the order. Tosa says, Havalel Hatchil Keseder HaBedvarim Demayri Be'er of Shabbos. Mi Bod Yom, the alternative would have been to begin with some of the dinim in, you know, Perek Memem Madlikin, Kagon Lo Yetzah Chai Pemachto, Samach Lakashecha, Ein Shorin Dio, Mesamanim, Ein Sol and Basar, Achakach b'meh madlikim v'kira b'meh tomnim, shein zor manogim imchashecha, achakach b'meh behema b'meh isha yotza. So why does he have this sequence in Shabbos? So again, the Shabbos part doesn't concern me. I'll just mention it, you know, in a second for another reason. But he says, v'shuv avos malachos, v'derach hatano l'shanos k'seder hazeh, k'mosher batzina b'psachim, d'matchil b'leil yudalid, v'shuv b'yudalid, v'shuv b'shchitas psachim, shuv ben arbaim, yachakach shona Mechilas Psachim Shubalaila, and then he points out that this is true in other Masechtas as well. So Agav Tosfos in Shabbos tells us that the reason that Masechet Psachim began with Orla Arba Asar is because it wanted to go in order sequentially, and certainly that's a very reasonable answer, not a very exciting answer, not an inspiring answer, but a legitimate answer for sure. And Tosa Rosh says the same thing, etc. However, there are Masechtas that begin out of sequence, like Shabbos, and the question is why. So Tosas in Shabbos ends up giving, you know, an explanation, you know, connected to Hotza'ah, Bigam Lacha Gerua, and things of that sort. But it is interesting if you, just as an example, that the Maral actually wrote a Perush on Masechet Shabbos, which is very interesting. And the first piece, I think, or if not the first piece, the first couple of pieces in the Masechta, he suggests that Meleches Hotzah characterizes what is singular about Kedushas Shabbos. I'm just giving this an example. So in other words, in the models, let's say, of what you should, you know, be citing in the beginning of a Masechta, you know, there can be a technical explanations like sequence. But, you know, from my point of view, it always is much more inspiring, if there's also a conceptual, explanation. So in light of everything that we have already discussed in the first year and that we're going to continue with right now, is it possible that beginning with B'dikas Chametz isn't just about the sequence? Maybe it's also about the sequence, not mutually exclusive, but it is that B'dikas Chametz highlights or symbolizes, you know, sets the tone in a way for the Masechta. And if indeed the question that Tosis addresses here on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, which is, you know, the equivalent of the Radvaz's, you know, Manishtana, meaning what they're pointing to is that B'dikas Chametz, you know, is kind of, or maybe is, the tip of the iceberg. But the question is, like, why do you have this phenomenon? Why do you need B'dikas Chametz? What role does it play? So what we've seen so far is that the 2 days of Tosis seem to be taking two opposite points of view in answering this question. But at least if you take the second point of view, it's possible to also suggest that starting with B'dikas Chametz, the Masechta is actually a perfect tone setter. So what we've seen so far is that the first day of Tosis explains, again, asks the question, it sounds like a very fundamental question, like why is this Iser, you know, treated differently than Chelav and Noser and Pigul and Dam, and even the way Tosis asks the question, other Isurei Hana, you know, he focuses on it, you know, in its fullness. And even the way Tosis begins to answer the question, speaking not so much about Bedika, but about Bior, when really the question is about the Bedika, it sounds like the question is a fundamental question. What is singular about this Iser that should justify all these Chumras? And certainly that's the way the question is asked in numerous, I'll read some of the other formulations just to fill in the picture in just a minute. But, you know, certainly as we saw, Tosis, the Radvaz, we'll see in a moment, you know, some of the more exotic Rishonim also asked this question, some of the Chachmei Provence, etc. Now, again, the first answer could, you know, be understood very simply. It should be understood probably very simply as being pragmatic. Namely, you need to load up on Chumras for this Halacha, right, in order to overcompensate, you know, for the fact that it is mutter kol hashana and the problem of bedili inshi mineh. So it's clear that, you know, these chumras don't establish chametz as being necessarily more chumra than anything else. It doesn't mean that they don't, but it doesn't mean that they do, right? They simply, as I say, overcompensate or compensate, you know, for psychological outlook, you know, which would have perhaps motivated people to be more meka. That's the narrow, you know, approach. So then if you want to know, and why does the Masechta begin with this, you could say, you know, for pragmatic reasons, or you could say, like Tosis says in Shabbos, it's part of the sequence, etc. But if you hold, like, the second day of Tosis, which is that it's, at least it sounds like, it's not overcompensation or compensation, it's because indeed Chametz is an Isur Chamor. And especially if I'm right in the way that I'm reading it, and that is that while Bedikas Chametz, you know, is an extra siag for Achilas Chametz, if Tosis also quotes, you know, Bir Chametz and Ba'yirah as a shiur in the Chomer Ha'iser, not merely because it's an extension of the Siag D'Oraisa of Achila, which is what I'm suggesting Tosis means. So then you have this statement that Chametz Pesach really is more Chomer than other Isurim. And of course the question is, you know, why? But once that is the statement, and if it's not all Noveya only from the Isra Achila, then only, again, if these are Siagim L'Achila, and there are the Raisa Siagim and Drabanan Siagim, that already is extremely telling in terms of the Isra Achila. But you still might say that it's limited to that. And these are other, these are the functions of it. These are derivative of it. But if you read Tosis the way I'm suggesting, then it turns out that the Chomer Ha'iser of Achila and the Chovas Bior and the Iser Shehia, and many, you know, other Chomras that are not explicitly cited by Tosis, they too reflect a Cheftza Shel Chametz, right, which simply is sui generis, you know, which is different, which is unique, you know, which doesn't fit in, you know, to the normal category. And then that ranges beyond Achila. It also explains Achila, but Iser Shehia and those things, if they're not themselves directly Dine Achila, then they highlight this broader, you know, perspective. And once that is true, so then we also have, for what it's worth, another explanation of why the Masechta begins with this seemingly, you know, so many Doraisas, so many Lavin, you know, connected to Pesach. You should begin just like Shabbos. You should begin, one would think, with the Malachos. You know, so too, you should begin with the Doraisas. But if this Din D'Rabbanan, you know, highlights that Chametz is a unique Chamor Easter, and it explains in a unifying principle kind of a way all sorts of other anomalies, then it's a perfect beginning, not just because of the sequence. Okay? So,
Rabbi?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why though, with Bedikas Chametz, just a clarification, why would Bedikas Chametz, would that Bedikas Chametz necessarily be more like revelatory, let's say, than like Bayiro Bayimase? Why not still start with Bayiro Bayimase? The fact that there's this Kumra that exists nowhere else and it's a Daraisa could reflect on the Chomer Ha'iser, the sui generis nature of Chametz.
Right, it's a good question. I don't know the answer. I do know that Bali Tosis zero in on Bedikas. My suspicion is that, ironically, because Gzeiros D'Rabbanan are rational, you know, humanly rational, so in a way, sometimes, ironically, I say, they are more revelatory, you know, than Doraisas, you know, in a vacuum. In other words, the Torah says Bayiro Bayimase, you know. So maybe it's Xeris HaKasuv, you know. There are many things that we don't understand. But when the Chachamim are also taking the lead of the, and that's why I think when Tosis formulates it and connects it to Bayiro, it's the best of both worlds. Tosis is saying, in light of, you know, the human revelation, you know, of Bedikas Chametz, that's also becomes like a reason to look at the pattern of the Doraisas, you know, differently as well. That's my speculation, but I think it's a good question. And
it also has to do with the fact that Bedikas Chametz may have a broader range because it also might include Chametz Milksha and Tarovet Chametz.
Well, I don't think, again, in the presentation of Tosis, that comes as an afterthought, you know, so I don't think that that's the reason, but I think the fact that it does have the broader range is consistent with this. Either way, what emerges from Tosis, I think, again, the first answer and the second answer are two very opposite perspectives. Again, one being narrow and one basically highlighting the kula of Chametz, you know. Now, again, let me make it clear. The first day of Tosis doesn't establish that Chametz is kal. It establishes that psychologically, lo bedili inshi mine, people would think that it's kal. It doesn't establish that it is chamor, particularly. It's not inconsistent with that conclusion, but it just doesn't further it either. So it highlights certainly a havamin of it being kal, and a, you know, bedeos shel bnei adam that it's kal. And it leaves us wondering whether it's equal, less, or more. Whereas the second daya, certainly the way we're understanding it, is establishes Meirosh, that Chametz is an Iser Chamor, and that that affects, again, if we're reading it correctly, you know, Achila, Bayira, etc. Now, if you add to that some of the Lashono, the Radvaz, and some other Lashonos that we'll get to in a moment, you know, it seems like a no-brainer to say that Kares, you know, is part of that. I mean, there are Macholos Tasuros out there, you know, that are not Isuriana, and there are Macholos Asuros and Isuriana that are not Kares. So again, it's hard to know alone. Again, getting back to Josh's question, how come, you know, the question wasn't asked, why is Chametz Kares, you know? I think because we're always, a little bit reticent, you know, to question Doraisas. But once we have this perspective that Chametz is an Iser Chamor, connecting that to Kares and connecting that to either the Drabanan or the Doraisa, let's assume the Drabanan for the moment, of Iser Mashehu, connecting that to a topic which we're going to do, you know, pretty soon, and which is alluded to in Tosfos for other reasons, Tarovas Chametz. Now it's connecting it to other Chumros, especially the Doraisas, but even some of the Drabanans, to the Chiyuv Tashbisu, to the double formulation of Bayira, according to the Rambam, double Minyan HaMitzvos, even a Bayira. So the connecting it to all those other things becomes, you know, very attractive. Why, you know, wouldn't you think? Now, again, so I think who asked me the question the other day, I'll tell you in a second. Stephen, right? Stephen, yeah. Lieber, right? It's Stephen, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Stephen asked me, you know, this question, like, why wouldn't Tosfos mention Kares? You know, or why would some Rishonim mention Kares and others not? Some Rishonim mention Bayira, others not. Some, the Radvaz mentions, you know, Mashehu, and others, you know, do not. So I think this is also very important, becomes a bit of a window. And it's hard to know exactly what we mean by all this. But it's also possible that not every Doraisa, you know, is a reflection of the Chomer of Chametz in the same way. Well, let me say it this way. If all Tosfos was trying to say, which is the way some Achronim understood Tosfos, like the Ran and like the others, which I'll read in just a second, namely that it's all a din in Iser Achila. So then that would explain, you know, why you would quote certain things and not certain other things. Maybe some of the Chumras of Chametz have nothing to do with Iser Achila, and others do. You would be assuming that Bayira, let's say, does. Let's say you didn't want to quote Bayira because you didn't think it had anything to do with Iser of the Achila of Chametz, and you wanted to quote Kares and not that. So, you know, if this was a narrower halacha, we would certainly have a better explanation why certain things are being quoted and certain things not. But even if you take the wider view, it's still possible that there's more than one din here, namely that some dinim flow from Achila and some dinim are just regular, you know, given the way the Torah speaks about an Iser Achila. And then there are some of the particular, special, unique features of Chametz that reflect the Chomer Hadavar. Means we could make a list. In my opinion, practically, I'll tell you the secret right now. Practically, the whole Perek Aleph of the Chametz Matzah of the Rambam, which we're going to go through, is reflective of this approach. I mean, this approach that Iser Chametz is unique, and that expresses itself, you know, in features that defy, you know, typical analogy, you know, to other Isurim. But it doesn't have to be that way. It could be that some of the dinim are more pedestrian. They're more routine. So what you quote, and the fact that the Radvaz quoted so much, you know, in his Manishtana, to me becomes, like, very significant. Another way of highlighting this is to look at the Radvaz. We'll get to the Radvaz in just a second, some other parts of it. But the first suggestion of the Radvaz was that the reason that there's Bedikas Chametz and you have these Chumras is because of the combination of three factors. Lo Bedili in Shimine, Yisuri Ana, right, and Karis. That sounds very quantitative. And then those three would also end up being, in some respects, more prominent, right, than other things. So that's an interesting, again, phenomenon. Like, if you were to rank in a hierarchy, like the singular, what is singular about chametz? And, you know, it's different properties, you know, and, you know, which ones end up being more routine? They look singular, but they're really not. Or which ones end up being, you know, part of Bedili Minei, and which ones ends up being part of the Chomer. Even just to take the two views of Tosis, which I have already suggested, are two opposite approaches, but they're not necessarily mutually exclusive. It's really based on this perspective. Namely, can you say that some of the dinim of chametz are compensation, and that some of the dinim are, you know, an outgrowth of the chumra of chametz, or particular chumras of chametz? Sure. You don't need to say both to answer, you know, the question of bedika. But if you're talking about the larger manishtana question, you know, and you have eight items on your list, well, there's no reason necessarily to conclude that, you know, that there aren't two different factors here. A bedili minei factor, which flows psychologically, at least from the perspective that this is more kal, and then a pure intrinsic, you know, the nature of the iser itself is more chamor. So what you quote becomes interesting. From that point of view, the fact that the Mordechai, and we'll see in a moment, the Ran, quote the Kares factor, even as they're focusing on the Bedili perspective, which we already noted, is interesting. Because that one view in the Mordechai, which says that the reason that we're machmir is because it's an iser karis ve'ein anashim bedilin mine. And the stakes are higher, and the threshold of danger is greater, and therefore we need more protection. So then kares, you know, is being used to buttress the urgency of bedili. We're not saying that kares is midin bedili, right? And the Ran, we'll see in a moment, in one of the views of the Ran, the one actually that trumpets Bal Yiroah as a Siag D'Oraisa, you know, he has that formulation too. Get to Mordechai's earlier, he gets the credit, but the Ran has that as well. You could have said, no, you're not going to quote Kares for a Bedili approach, you're going to quote Kares to show the intrinsic Chumrah. So what you quote, you know, and in which context also becomes rather important. Okay. Just to highlight the view, the other view, which is the view of Bayirah being a Siag D'Oraisa, I mentioned many Achronim understand that that's what Tosis means in the second answer. I just don't think that's what he's saying. But I just wanted to contrast it with the Ran that I'm talking about. I didn't give you this to look at. We're going to look at the Siag D'Oraisa question separately. But, you know, again, these are all interconnected. So just very quickly, just so you see what I'm talking about. But the Ran.
Ravi?
Yeah.
With regard to Josh's point earlier, so what might be a good parallel is the Gemara Bava Kama about the Hasidim Arishonim and Mili Din Azikin, that by studying like the extremes they went to in the Hasidim Arishonim, it reflects back on the D'Oraisa.
Right. Very good. Thank you.
And also, who are the Achronim that you're referring
which we,
to?
Which we did, which is why. Yeah. Yeah. Who? Who think that Tosis thinks that it's a Siag D'Oraisa?
Yeah.
I'll check. I think it's the Pnei Yehoshua. Like a lot of the major Gedolei Achronim understood that that's what Tosis was saying. But, you know, I'll document that on Tuesday more specifically. Today, I want to just get some of the Rishonim in. Badly Pnei Yeshua, like the giants among that group. I just don't think that's what Tosfos means. I think they read, and this is not unusual, they read Tosfos through the eyes of the Ran. The Ran, you know, is printed in the back of the Rif, and it's very influential. And I think they figured that's what Tosfos meant too. But I just don't, again, out of conviction, I just don't think Tosfos means it. I don't think that's what they're saying. I think the contrast with the first day makes it so. But if you want, I'll get you a little bit of a list. I'll just check again. But the Ran in the back, for example, again, this Ran relates more importantly to the question which we have to deal with separately, which is what is Rashi, you know, how does Rashi, you know, resolve Tosfos' question? Rashi says, B'dikas Chametz is related to Ba'ira. What does he mean by that? So we'll have to talk more about that. We'll talk about this Ran, Rabbeinu Peretz, the Or Zeruah, some of the other explanations of Rashi. But I don't want to get into that right now. We will get back to that. Mostly I want to focus on this problem. So the Ran, here on Dav Beis Amud Aleph, referring to this broader issue, says, U'mashet tzrichu chachamim b'dikas chametz, Yosem Yishari Surin, below some call a bitol, Kvarkasavnu, Kvarkasavti, Shosuchen Kadela Kaimitsa Tashbisa, Shakoshul bin Adam, Shaloya Vatlu bin Makshavta. This is to explain Rashi. The Ima to Omer, Shakosh Shalo, Yaval Achlo, Kadivari Shonim, referring to the Balaitosis, Hainu Taima, the Choshu Beitfe Mibishari Surin, Nishum, the Chametz Lobedili in Shimine Kulashaita. So he's taking the Bedili approach. Then he says, the Chomer Yisurei Tvei, the Ispe Kares, right out of the playbook of the Mordechai, right? Meaning the stakes are higher and the likelihood of abuse is greater. That's a bad combination. We need to step in and address that, you know, that potential lapse. And then he says, the F Sharod, acknowledging that it isn't the only way to explain it, Shemipnei Tamzeh Chmira Torah Balavar Al Bayira Bayimatze. So there, the Ran says explicitly in the F Sharod. Obviously, he doesn't think this is the only way to understand Bayira Bayimatze either. That Bayira Bayimatze is a function of Bayi Matzeh is a function of the Chomer Isur HaAchila. What's curious about this Ran, like the Mordechai, is what, in my opinion, the way I'm reading Tosfos, I think it's correct, is that the second day of Tosfos, in contrast to the first, is not Midin Bedili, and that's where Tosfos quotes Bayi Ra. Right? Whereas the Ran, who's operating with Bedili, quotes Kares and Bal Yiroyah, but here he quotes the Bal Yiroyah of Siag Doraisa. Consists to buttress the need for Achil. He could have said the same thing if you had held it within the second day of Tosfos, but it's interesting. You know, here's the Bedili quoting Bal Yiroyah, but for the Ran, the Bal Yiroyah of Achila. Similarly, the Sefer HaManhig, again, this work at Torah Rishonim is a good, convenient collection. Did a good job. So the again, we're going to try to get our hands on the Kamai also, right? If we can. Now that we know that, you know, the lawsuit is over, you know, and they're plentiful out there, right? Lefi Shechmira Torah B'chametz, he's talking about the Iser of Bayra Bayimatze, and it being something which is unusual. So he too formulates Bayra Bayimatze as a Siag D'Oraisa motivated by the consideration of Bedili. Hichmiru chachamim, v'chapei sachra v'kamokom tashmisho, afa bishem min ha-Torah b'hashpasa b'yalma sagile. Okay? So both the Ran and the Manig have this. Indeed, the Kesef Mishnah, in a very, very interesting passage, has this as a possibility as well. Anybody familiar with the passage? I didn't give it to you to look at. You know, but for people, you know, initiative-taking, curious people, anybody? Nothing. Now, if you caught it, you're an initiative-taking, curiosity, you know, driven person. If you didn't get it, it doesn't mean that you're not. I know everybody is.
By the Haggadah he has.
Very good. Excellent, Josh. So what does he address in the Haggadah?
On this issue about, the same thing, the Chamira, he wonders, the order what? First about, he wonders about the order in the Rambam.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. The Kesef Mishnah is intrigued by the order of the Rambam's presentation in the different places. And, you know, we don't make these things up. These these concerns, which are for sure more structural, but because they're structural doesn't mean that they're trivial. You know, you have to always look at how they're treated and what the answers are. So it's fascinating. The Kesef Mishnah in a bunch of places addresses this point. I still have to elaborate. I like Avram's Ha'ara. I just want to explain what he meant by it fully, and I'll get back to it in just a second. Anyways, the Rambam has a different order in Sefer Mitzvos. And we know the Rambam, you know, is not tied to the order of Mikra. It's not the Sefer HaChinuch, right? So what the Rambam chooses to address in the order in Sefer Mitzvos is always interesting. Again, might end up being fundamental, might end up being trivial. It's always interesting. So, but what's particularly curious about the Rambam here, Josh, is that all three places are different.
Yeah.
Meaning, Sefer HaMitzvos, the Koteret, and the body of Chas Chametz HaMatzah, the Rambam organizes the various Essen and Lavin in a different way. So either he changed his mind, or he thinks that these works, accomplish different things, and therefore that would drive the order differently. Either way, it's always interesting to think about. And the Kesef Mishnah validates our thinking, you know, that this is a, you know, consequential, you know, theme by addressing it. But he has numerous suggestions. So one of the things that he says here, I'm not going to go through the whole thing now, we'll get to the rest of it. Avotam Sidurim Cain, he's troubled by the order. And why does it, the Rambam begins, you know, with Lo Lecho Chametz B'Yom Yadalid, then he has Tashbisu, why didn't he flip those, the Aseh before the Lav, and then comes Lo Lecho Chametz Kol Zayin, and then he has the thing of Dinim of Kol Zayin. Anyways, the Kesef Mishnah is troubled by it. But one of the things he says is, one second, about the relationship between Bal Yira and Achila. Here. You have it there, Josh?
Yeah, he says the Chamira Dana Shalal Karis.
What's he answering here?
He says it a couple of times. He says, that maybe
Isra Achilas Chametz.
In either both on Yadalid and on Kol Shiva.
The Hiktim Isra Achilas Chametz Kol Shiva L'Isr Ba'ira Ba'imatzeh. Right? You have the Isra Achilas mentioned before the Isr Ba'ira Ba'imatzeh. Go ahead. Imishim Da'achila Chamira Da'anush Karis Aleha. The Aidi the Hiktim Shalola Chochametz Hiktim Taruvaso. Okay. Afa Bishain Anush Alav Karis, because that would seem to mess up that explanation. right? Go ahead, Josh. Inami.
Mishum de Yoser Bikal Mischayev al Achilaso Mimashim Mischayev Malchus Abayirah Sharina Loke Abayirah Elim Kein Kamechamiz Bechulei.
Or so that's a second answer. So the first explanation is that Achilas Chamor. The second explanation is that it's easier to violate because your Potter Mimalkis, right? If, unless you're Kone or Ose Chametz Pesach. And the third one is the one that I'm most interested in at the moment, Inami.
Mishum Dinitam de Asur Ba'achila Asur Hakatav de Ba'al Yirai. Yeah.
Okay. So that is the line in the Kesef Mishnah for the Rambam, suggesting that Ba'al Yirai Ba'imatze is a Siag Doraisa of Yisra'achila. I totally do not believe that to be the case in the Rambam, frankly. If it were the case, so would the Rambam, again, we'll get back to this, but would the Rambam care whether or not, you know, your Kona or your Osa or your Ma, is there any greater chashash of eating it if you make it or if you buy it? Maybe small, unlikely. Would you violate double Malkus for that? And kav tum lavin in the minyan, a mitzvos, if it's just a siag l'achila, and it didn't have any intrinsic value in its own right. So, not to mention his placement of these things in general, but the Kesef Mishnah had this in mind, because he read the Ran, or the Manig, or maybe he read Tosis this way. So this idea that we're dealing with the siag d'oraisa, you know, is in the, you know, consciousness of the Mefarshim. So we have it in the Ran as a Deya. We have it in the Manig. Seems like he holds that way. We have it as a possibility in the Kesef Mishnah. I'll try to give you the documentation for Tosis. More specific, I just want to take time right now, but on Tuesday I'll give you some pratim on that. But the Pashtus, I don't think that's what Tosis really has in mind, in which case we're dealing with this more fundamental idea. So just getting back to Avram's point, just to reinforce what I was answering to Josh, which is that sometimes the extended gzeros de Rabbanan can highlight the mechayiv, I think precisely because they're extricated from, you know, kind of gzeros akasim. We know at least that the chacham, we're not speculating alone, we know that the chachamim, you know, were concerned about this matter. So Avram was reinforcing that with the Gemara that we actually discussed a couple years back as a part of the Hagdamah of Bava Kama, and that is the Gemara says in Bava Kama Daf Lamed that Hayman de Boy Lemehev Chasida Lekiyume Mili de Nezikin de Avos de Brachos. But on the Nezikin part, the Gemara tells a story about the Chasidim Harishonim. We used to dig Schuchios and Machatin, you know, into the Karka, you know, so that you wouldn't, you know, even if you walked into somebody else's property, you know, that you would be safe, you know, from that kind of injury. Clearly, that kind of harchakas nezek is a din de rabbanon. But that's called kiyume mili de nezikin. And I think it does really put its finger on what is unique about the Isser Mazik and the nature of Nizke Mamon. Again, I want to prosecute, you know, the pre-Bava Kama case again, but I do think it's a great example. Sometimes Durabanans, you know, really even more than, because they're more explicit, they kind of are a window into the world of Chachmei HaMesora, you know, and what they understood to be singular about a particular area of Halakha. That's what we're saying about the second day of Tosis here. As well.
Rabbi.
Okay. Yeah.
Rabbi. Is Rabbi saying that the Kesef Mishnah is different than the Manig and the Ran from the fact that he doesn't quote Lo Bedilimine when he says that it's connected, Ba'al Yirah is connected to the Achila?
Well, I was actually accentuating the common feature, not the different. I was citing the Kesef Mishnah together with the Ran and the Manig as somebody who has a Deya that the Din D'oraisa of Ba'al Yirah is a siag l'achila.
Does everybody think that they are different?
I'm sorry?
Does Rebbe think that they're different from the fact that he doesn't quote that, like, practical Lopedi Limine?
I think they could be different. I mean, again, it doesn't have to be connected. I think there are two different questions. One is, you know, whether Bali Rabbi Maaseh is a standalone din, there's a kasuv or something that reflects something about the Chomer of Chametz, you know, even any kind of relationship that you have with it, which is obviously what I'm pushing for. That's one question. And then there's a second question. I'm sorry, there are two questions. One is it a siyag d'oraisa or a standalone? And then the second question is, you know, whatever it is it midin bedili minei or is it midin chomer hadavar?
Right.
And the Kesset Mishnah takes no stand, you know, on that particular issue here. So I do think it might be different. But I think that those are two separate questions and they are divisible. Okay. So this is... this is one perspective. And this is this second perspective, the perspective of the Radvaz. just to add, again, this before we actually turn to the Radvaz, the Bedili Minei perspective, which is the less ambitious one, the narrower one, the more technical one, the one about compensation, which again does not preclude that Chametz is also unique as an Isur equally or even more chomer than other Isurim, although it then accentuates why you might think the opposite, why you not need to compensate for the opposite. But just to, you know, highlight this as well, in some of the other Makoros, this is accentuated. Even when they're quoting Doraisas, you know, that speak about the chomer Hadavar. I'll just give you again, a couple examples very quickly from this, again, this collection. What did I do with it? Hold on 1 second. This kind of collection that I was talking about. But in the... oh, by the way, just on the Bedili... I'm sorry. On this... Yeah, okay. We'll leave it at that. 1 second. This one's in the Rashbats also. The Rashbats, I should say, also has the view of Bayu Rabbi Matzah is a Siag D'oraisa. So let me read that line also. This is the Maimar Chametz L'Rashbats. So say, HaTorech Mir B'Yisur Chametz Yosem Mishari Surei Chai V'Lavin Shechiva Olav Kares Kechela V'Dam V'Yosur Mehem Sheosur Bahana Kepigo V'Nosar The Yosem Mehem says here all of the Bayur Abayi Matzeh. Again, if you stop here, you could say that is like the second day of Tosis, like the last day on the Radvaz. But then he goes on to say, "Vatam bazeh mishum delo bedili in shiminei v'yavo ula ochlo." V'nira shezehu tam ha'isar shari b'chamet shol gavoa amrinan mivdal bedili in shiminei shol yavo l'day me'ila. So it's clear that the Rashbats thinks, A, that Ba'yirah is a siag of Achila, and that B, this is all a din of Bedili. And his Raya from Chametz Shel Hekdesh is, there's no Ba'yirah and Ba'yimatzei on Chametz Shel Hekdesh, because the Gemara explains that it's also, or he also, there's no, you know, need, if you find Chametz Shel Hekdesh, you know, on Yontif, the Gemara says, Bedili Minei, by connecting that Bedili Minei with this issue here, it's clear again that the Rashbats amplify, like the Mordechai, like the that day on the Ran, etc. So similarly, you have, you know, more on the Bedili Minei side. You have also a couple of other Farshim. Just 1 second. Let's see. You know, the Seichel Tov, the Medrash Seichel Tov, which is one authored by one of the Rishonim, Lefisha Mitzvot Chametz Chamurahi. This is a very, we'll get back to this because it's very striking. The Chayavin Aleha Malkus Bepochus Mikazayas Vakares Mikazayas. The Kach Shonu Bimshnasenu Lahatchil Lechapi Sacharov Kedei Lahashmis Milele Yudalid. So he speaks about the, actually, I take it back. This one doesn't say that it's Midin Bedili, but this one emphasis, this one could work in either with first or second day of Tosis. But what you have here is the fact that there's Chi of Malkus, Bepakos mi Kazayas. The question is, what does that mean? If it doesn't mean Makas Mardus, that's an unbelievable Kiddush, which we'll get back to. But here's a quotation of Karis mi Kazayas, once again, to explain Bedikas Chametz. Although he doesn't say explicitly that this is a Siag of Achil at all. I take it back. So Seichel Tov actually works for a more fundamental way. Another Shita, which really does highlight the Bedili, even though first it talks about the Chomer of Chametz, is Hilchos Chametz Matzel Echad Migdolei Provence. They found in a manuscript. Yesh litmo, amaze shechmira Torah kolkach b'yisur chametz, yoser mishari surim. Again, the Radvaz is manishtana, but this is even earlier. Shari chelev gamken otzer la'ochlo, va'ochle b'karis. Alpha became la'otzricha Torah levaru mikol gvul Yisrael. Again, isn't even about b'dika, this is the question straight about b'yira. Hi, Josh. The alpha became la'otzricha levaru mikol gvul Yisrael, v'chein kam yisurim shor b'torah. Bim Tomar Shiny Chametz de la Bedili in Shimine, Halo Peris Shal Orla, Shasurin Bachilu Peris Dover Shain Olam Bado Mehem. So the answer he gives is pure Bedili. Yeshomer the Shiny Chametz Shitchilosa Baba Bayis Becheska sat there, as opposed to Orla. But basically, it's a Bedili halacha. The Kimich Baba Becheska sat there, Yef Shalhi Bado Mimenu. Okay, so these are some of the mefarshim that you have, you know, that highlight this this idea. The drasha of the Ibn Shuib also starts off very fun. Yesh sholim lama chmira Torah levar isur chametz yoser mishari surim kechela v'dam sheish bem karis. V'yesh v'farshim kechela v'dam lo hayalem shasa kosher. Av chametz de kol shana lo bedili. Av ha'emes shezeo misodo satora. We'll get to in a minute. She'inyan ha'chametz v'yisur ha'chamur miot. So again, you have other Rishonim also who are raising this question about the singular or unique status of this Bedin. Some Bedin Bedili and some not. So what about the ones that don't hold Bedili? Second day of Tosis in my reading, certainly. The Radvaz, who originally wanted to say that it's connected to Iser's Man. We're going to have to stop in a couple of minutes because I have to run somewhere. But we'll pick up with this on Tuesday. What is Iser's Man have to do, right, with the Chomer of this din? And the Radvaz himself, as I say, points out that Bishloma Bittol Dover Sheishlo Matirin Afilu Be'elef Labata. We know that halacha. But we know the halacha anywhere that Dover Sheishlo Matirin or Iser Zman would be a reason to be Machmir more in terms of Siyagim or Bedika or Bior. Right? That the Radvaz says that's very strange. Why should that be? So what I like to suggest before we get back to the Radvaz and the others is that again, some of you asked me after the show, I think Benji, right, Gottesman, and others, like why didn't the Radvaz just like call out right away and say, well, we have other Dover Sheish Lamatirin and we don't have a Chiyu Bedika? So maybe he had a better point, which is like, what's this all about anyway? My suspicion is that the Radvaz heard this answer, is quoting it, and is basically telling us he doesn't understand it. Okay. But what explanation could there be, right, for saying that an Iser Zman would be a reason to be Machmir? Like, what would that even look like? And it sounds like that's what they're saying. So I think that the answer is as follows. The factor of Iser Zman could either be a kula, a chumra, like I said before, or it could be both. Right. Why is he says manakula? That we understand easily. I don't mean just bedili at the moment, even in terms of the objective chomer ha'iser. Because the fact is that we're dealing with something which is mutar kol hashana. It's a staple of our diet. And the fact is that, you know, it is asur b'menachos, but maybe that's irrelevant, you know, to everyday life. And therefore, all of a sudden, on Pesach, this becomes a toxic substance. So the way to look at it, lahakel is, it's not intrinsically asur, otherwise it would always be asur. You know, chelev and dam and pigul and nosar and chazir, you know, they're intrinsically asur, and therefore they're always asur. B'chol moshvasechem, b'chol zmanim, etc. And anything which is mutter kol hashana, and even gets, you know, high level brachos, possibly the bracha d'oraisa of amotzi, the birchas ha-se'uda, anything like that is, you know, the fact that it is asur is a kind of chiddush. So it's to convey a certain theme, but, you know, it isn't intrinsically asur. That part we understand easily. But of course, the other side of it is to say the opposite. And that is, what is it about this tkufa of Chag HaMatzos that takes what is the normally the staple of our diet, right, and turns it, you know, into a substance, right, which is not only asur, but there are many, many macholos asuros that aren't kares. And not only kares, but is asur b'bal yiraya, shehiya, and where you have a chiyuv tashbisu, and a double bayirah, that bayirah and bayimatzah, and possibly a double malchus. What is it about this substance that maybe, at least according to the Rambam, as we'll see, changes the dinim of taroves? What is it about this substance that, at least on the drabbanan level, if not more, right, makes it more chomor, right, in terms of yisur mashuhu, possibly makes it more chomor in terms of chatzi shir? All the issues that we're going to discuss very briefly in this akdama. The answer is that somehow the messaging, right, the timing of matzah, I'm sorry, of chametz on Chag HaMatzos, and maybe the passed over opportunity of matzah. It's hard to know how much of, you know, the kiyum and chi of matzah is a negation of chametz, something we'll talk about as well, and how much of chametz is a result of, you know, ignoring the opportunity of matzah. That's a topic. But in the end of the day, what is it about this tkufa which celebrates Sipur and Tzchiras Yetzias Mitzrayim that takes this otherwise admirable staple of our diet, right, and turns it into such a chetz shaliser? And if it does that, right, maybe the messaging, you know, really establishes the Chomer Hadavar in a more acute way as well. So the fact that it's Mutar Kol Hashana, psychologically, bedili, that for sure, that we understand. That's a psychological problem. But in terms of the question of it being a more Kal or a more Chom or Iser, the answer is it can go in both directions. Maybe that's what the view that the Radvaz was quoting had in mind. The fact that this was mutter and is going to be mutter, and yet it's chayiv kares in these 7 days, that means that the symbol, right, is even more acute and the achila more toxic. So then that, again, Josh and Nathan were arguing with me the other day, suggesting that what Radvaz says in the end of the piece about Seor Shebi'isa, which again is a fascinating integration of Hashkafa and Halacha, which we normally don't see, but we see it actually in this topic quite a bit. And I think the reason we see it is precisely because of this phenomenon, the fact that it's an Isar Zman, which we would have thought would be either, you know, would be a reason to be makel, but in the end of the day, may really drive us to the conclusion that we should dafka, or at least on some level, you know, be bar machmir. So they were arguing with me that when the Radvaz concludes that, you know, the chametz is mar chamor, and that all of these dinim are connected to it because of Seor Shabi Isa, that they're rehabilitating the idea of Isa's mat. I happen to like that. I don't believe really that the Radvaz is saying that, but I like it because I like the idea. So when I'm saying the same idea for the Deya that he originally, I think he's quoting a Shita, and then he's saying, but Temahu, because we only know Davar Sheish Lamatirin and Isa's man regarding Bittul. And maybe it could have added, V'od Zetam Lahokel, Ein Zetam Lahachmir. But I think this perspective is telling us is that it's Tam Lahachmir. The messaging on Pesach makes this toxic. But if this is true, so then something else emerges, and that is, once again, the complicated view, the complex view. Just like I said that the two deos of Tosis as Shitas are not mutually exclusive, there could be an overcompensation for Bedili Minei, and there could also be dinim that have to do with the Chomer of Chametz. I think that is even more true in the dialectic about Chametz being an Iser Zman. It's not mutually exclusive to say that it's both more Kal and more Chomer as a result. It's more Kal because it isn't an intrinsic Iser Kol Hashana. And it's more Chomer because taking something which is, as I say, neutral or positive, and treating it as so negative underscores how unambiguous the messaging has to be on this holiday. So which dinim in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, or in general, are a function of the kulas of Iser Zman, and which are a function of the chumras of Iser Zman? And what I'm saying about the Sor Shebi Isa in Rabbeinu in the Radvaz, I think could be said in parallel to this other theme that we find in the Rishonim about Chametz representing, and again, I don't want to overstep the boundaries and blur them. Shkaf and Alach, I'm just trying to show the phenomenon. But Rabbeinu Bechai, which I want to pick up with on Tuesday, we'll try to go through quickly. But again, those of you who have this, this collection, this Torah Rishonim, if you don't, you don't. I don't know how accessible it is now, and I know people don't have access to bookstores now. But in the Tzor HaChaim, also one of the Rishonim, well, on page 4 here and on the on page 6 in the Drushos of Ibn Shu'ab, Parshas Tzav, you have a similar expression. I mean, this idea that somehow Chametz represents pure Midas Hadin, and that Midas Hadin is inappropriate on pure Midas Hadin is an inappropriate perspective on Chag HaMatzos. That somehow the role of Midas HaRachamim, or the integration of Din and Rachamim, is a critical hashkafic and therefore halachic, you know, perspective on Chag HaMatzos. And that to focus only on Midas Hadin, right, is almost toxic. It's like Avodah Zarah. That's kind of what they say. But in the end of the day, since this isn't true all year round, right, what impact does that have on its chomer, on the character of this chomra during this period of time? That's the question. So that's, I want to explore that a little more next time. But then I want to talk about the status of Iser Zman, what that really means with regard to Davar Sheish Lamatirin, number one, the Rambam and the Mordechai. If you get a chance, look at the Mordechai in Beitza. He has an expansion of this whole discussion, you know, whether he's Surei Zman or Davar Sheish Lamatirin. I want to talk about that. And then I want to talk about Hetera Bala, Isura Bala, and Nat Bar Nat. Is Chametz and Pesach, you know, when we look at it vis-a-vis what took place prior to Pesach, do we look at it as an Iser Zman or not? Is it a Tera Bala or Isura Bala? So again, not an easy question, but I want to talk about that. And then I want to talk about Lo Yeachel, the pasuk that the Torah uses, which is a, you know, Nifal. You would have expected Lo Yochal or Lo Tochal Chametz, because it's Iser for the Gavra to eat it. And yet we find Lo Ye'achel, again, in the no secrets here. The phrase Lo Ye'achel is a source for deriving certain dinim, and particularly in some Rishonim like the Rambam, it became an expanded source. And I think that that fits in, you know, perfectly with this dialectic that we are pursuing. This idea that chametz, on the one hand, you know, is mutar kol hashana, you know, and that should color one aspect of it, and yet it is asur and it is chamor, and therefore lo ye'achel. It's not just that you can't eat it. More than you can't eat it, you have to make sure that it is not being eaten. Right, that is an extension, and we'll see what is covered by that. I have to run now, so we'll do questions and all that on Tuesday, and Monday we'll do Hashkafa, something in Hilchos Tshuva. Okay, I've just got to run, but we'll catch up going forward.